down. Everybody get down. Everybody get down.
You are listening to a bonus episode of Boku no Stop about Speed Racer, the Wachowski film. I'm Sybil. I've got Garrett, Chris, and Matt here with me this week. And you lovely patrons are our favorites. Thanks for the money. Here's your reward.
Oh, they pay for this? It? That's impressive.
They're paying for this one.
Uh-huh.
That's why this one's allowed to be bad.
That
look, you know it. They like it. They literally said, here's how it went in Discord. I'm thinking of sabotaging the podcast. The listeners, I will pay you more if you sabotage the podcast. I demand that you sabotage the podcast.
That's true.
Yes.
I'm not going to pretend I have paid patrons to shows to do that. Yes.
I'm not going to do it because it would have been really hard to learn how to play My Heart Will Go On this plastic flute. I thought about it, but I didn't. Uh-huh, it would have been really funny, but it would have been too hard.
Also, knowing your setup, it probably would have clipped half the notes out.
Uh-huh.
That would have made it more impressive and funny.
That's true.
That would have been so funny!
Anyhow, we all watched Speed Racer, the 2008 film, and opinions were mixed.
We all thought it was great.
No, there was like three correct ones and one wrong one.
Yeah, we all thought it was great, except for Matt, who will be fired anyway.
It fucking sucks. This movie sucks. All right. It sucks so hard.
I want to hear you go first, right, Matt, just because I do want
Before Matt goes first, Matt, do you like Speed Racer as a franchise?
The franchise I have very little experience with. This is... I caught a few episodes of the show like when I was a kid, and I don't remember them very well. I just remember the premise, like the steering wheel with the buttons and the thing that makes it jump and all that shit. And I saw this movie several years ago once, and you know, because I was curious about it, and I went like, well, that sure was a movie, and didn't think about it for a long time until it came up here.
It never occurred to me when I picked this that not everyone in the world would have a deep appreciation of Speed Racer.
Like, when was it airing? Like, when we were kids?
It would be on, at like, 3 PBS in the morning on Cartoon
weird
Network.
Times.
PBS, yeah. We weren't a PBS household.
I mean, it was also on Cartoon Network at weird hours, too.
Yeah, the Turner Networks had it.
It came on when we woke up because my mother had to go to the bakery. So I would be watching Speed Racer, then Johnny Quest, then Gigantor. So I've seen basically all of this. Gigantor also rips. Yeah. You ever want to blow up your mecha podcast, talk about Gigantor.
Two out of three of those would end up on Toonami years later.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't have a lot of experience with this series. And like, if there are things that y'all want to like call out that just went over my head because they were references or like homages...
That, it's the whole like, thing. It's
I mean, I get
racer.
The no, I get the whole thing of like, all right, some of the
they
some
love the, Speed Racer as much as I do is basically what it is. Like this movie is a Speed Racer movie right. made by people who truly love Speed Racer.
Yes,
and they just want to show you this is what Speed Racer is. Enjoy it.
And I understand that. Like I understand that a lot of the tone that I dislike about it is. It's trying to be for kids. Like, it's trying to replicate that thing.
It's got all the cartoon sound effects of guys getting punched like the fucking ye olde Batman sound effect.
Uh-huh.
It's got spring sound effects. It's got a fucking slide whistle at one point. It's got everything.
But that's not the part I don't like. The part I don't like about that is just the acting is terrible. The acting is terrible.
Yes, because
like, the thing, production right? is, like, so fucking disjoint. Like... It looks so fake because of all the CG in a way that's so bad.
I think that makes it look good.
I think that's the point. Like,
yeah,
it
that
looks
one I'm
going to
fight
so
you
good.
On because they wanted it to have the same effect as the cartoon, except in this case, it's the humans who stand out in an all CG hyper-realistic world.
Mm-hmm. Let's take it to a middle ground that's easier to discuss with Matt. Not that Matt is like a problem child here, but like something that you've seen and are familiar with, right? This is right. Dragon Ball Z, where instead of the backgrounds being still and you can tell something's going to move because it's not a painting, it's the reverse.
Like, I understand that this is like still pretty early on in trying to shoot an entire film on CG and trying to make that work. And I understand that they're trying to be a little bit, they say avant-garde. I don't know how avant-garde it is to be constantly doing scene swipes back and forth with like characters in the foreground. Like, I
think it's really cool. I think that's very good.
I think there's a lot of effort put in, but it makes the story just feel really disjointed at times.
What I'll say about the acting is I think it's on purpose.
I
think they are like really deliberately overacting, because what they are doing is this is the vibe of a like 1965 cartoon dub.
Right. And like, I think that like some of the guys are doing, like John Goodman is great in this. You know, he does the job. He's killing it. He's having fun. Susan Sarandon did a great job. I like the guy who's the announcer, the announcer for the rally. It's some French guy whose background I really don't know
Melville
much about,
but he's a friend.
Yeah, that guy. He's a lot of fun. Like, he brings some character to it. The guy who plays Ben is also really solid. And the head of the evil
Sparky
guy
is like, very funny.
Like, the guy,
evil guy is so good.
Evil guy is real good.
Like, he does a great job. I looked him up. Is something Alan? Something
Roger Alan?
I know his voice from Roger Alan, I think.
I will see if he has any visible.
He was in V for Vendetta is the one I think I remember.
Oh, no.
He was also in The Thick of It and Game of Thrones.
Oh, was he in Game of Thrones?
Yep.
Like, in a way, he's kind of like discount Tim Curry.
Yes.
That's disrespectful.
In 2000, he played Adolf Hitler at the Royal National Theater.
Oh, well, that's where I remember him from.
Oh. Yes, he was very fashy in this movie. It's true. Yeah, I mean, okay, but you also have like
it's spelled
like,
fashionable.
No, he was in the Tetris movie of this year.
Like, that movie is really fucking good.
It's the one thing I want to get Apple TV for.
The guy who plays Racer X is solid in what he's trying.
Which
to do.
Which one?
The second guy.
Oh, the guy Racer,
plays Racer
X,
not the brother. Yeah. The guy who plays the brother is terrible. He's really bad in like the five lines he gets.
There
are people doing good work.
Here's the funny part. You just praised a guy from Lost over someone from Friday Night Lights.
That's
Lost
fine.
Is an awesome
oh,
show.
Shit,
let's
that is
real.
The Lost guy.
That
is
the Lost
guy?
Yeah. Racer X is the guy from Lost.
Okay.
The lady who plays Trixie really sucks, and I don't think it's her fault. It's that Trixie sucks.
Christina Ricci, yeah. No, she's a decent actor.
Christina Ricci rules. You've seen her in the Addams Family films.
I haven't seen her in the Addams Family films because I'm not 80 years old.
Fuck off. Those were the 90s.
I'm sorry.
Raul and Julia is handing it up in those.
They were old person movie. Okay, in the 90s, I was 1 to 10, and those are old people movies when you're less than 10 years old.
No, they're
I'm
literally
sorry, Sybil.
For children.
That is true.
You know, the funny thing, Christina Ricci.
She's in Yellow Jackets. I didn't recognize her because the wig on Misty is so good.
Yeah, no, so, like, Christina Ricci, I only know her from, like, okay, I know she's in the Addams Family movies, and she's in, what, like, Black Snake Moan? That's the only things I remember her from.
That's a good movie.
She said Ghost is World 2, which is one of those things that I keep debating bringing up for this, but it would be, like, such a coin flip as a podcast.
I think that's a good movie, but I also don't think I don't think the world needs to hear Matt and I discuss Ghost World in the year 2023.
Oh, I know exactly what we would have problems talking around.
I would have too much fun, and Matt the whole time would be a fun sucker. And by fun sucker, I mean realistic and keep us from shooting ourselves in the foot. You and I would go too hard on that movie.
I would bring in the comic.
It's like a... It has the professional levels of problematic relationship, and that's what the movie's about.
Fun.
Christina Ricci, who
except
at that
now
time
doesn't
was...
have the excuse of being French either.
Yeah, she plays 18 in that movie, and she gets into a relationship with Steve Buscemi.
Hmm.
Yeah. See, you are already seeing that there is an age gap there.
Ooh, hello, yeah. fellow kids. Yeah. It's way fun. It'd be way funnier if he was wearing his music band shirt.
I mean,
also, I like to pretend that's his shirt.
Chris, I neglected to mention in the last recording that you know, we mentioned Arthur Rimbaud because he gets quoted. But yeah, he French oh, author yeah, the of poet surrealist guy. Poems. And
oh yeah, that he, loser.
His like big claim to fame besides his poetry is that he was like a 16-year-old who was having an affair with like a 27-year-old man who was his benefactor. That's what he's famous for.
Look, you gotta. I'm not out here to shame somebody for trying to meet their material needs, Matt.
Chris, how did you miss the easy really layup live
thing to do?
How did you miss the easy layup of give ahead to get ahead?
Because I was busy thinking about how I was going to pretend that Ozymandias was a poem about a cool statue, and how about how you should build statues because they last a long time and that's your legacy.
Tell that to the Colossus of Rhodes.
Sorry, my erotic fanfic, the Colossus of Lodes.
Nice. That's pretty good. I don't know what it'd be about, but it's pretty good.
Well, blowing loads, Matt.
I mean, yes, but what is it about, Chris? What do the loads mean? What does it represent?
Well, he's a no-fap guy, and that's why he's a colossus made entirely out of loads. He's just body is ready to go.
Just a cum golem?
That's right.
Anyway, Speed Racer.
Is that anti-Semitic?
What, cum golem? Is
anti-Semitic?
No, they're part of Jewish folklore.
For one thing, that's a giant part of Hoglaf.
Like, okay. You could make an anti-Semitic golem. I'm not going to describe one, but you could do it. Just use your imagination. Or don't. Don't bother. Don't even think about
imagination.
It.
Tell me about it.
So, Speed Racer.
We should get into using the ethics that we're allowed to use.
Actually, no. The funniest golem I can think of definitely has to be the one made out of the discarded the discarded foreskins,
played by Anthony Serkis.
That's actually very funny to me. Anyway, Speed Racer. Yeah, no, okay. So
for
I get
it's
it.
Worth, the Colossus of Lodes is not a thing currently used on Archive of Our Own, and I had to run 4 searches to double check this.
You're there welcome. You
deep sigh.
Anyway. Did you mean to tag this as Giantess? No.
Yeah, you know, there are things that I do appreciate out of this film, and like, I think the race scenes are pretty cool for the most part. And I understand it's being a cartoon because like they're throwing fucking beehives at each other, right? Like there's a guy who like throws snakes. His car throws snakes.
And it's very wacky. It's clearly a rubber Koba that rocks.
Koba? Yeah, it's a like I appreciate that stuff. But again, unfortunately, the entire time I'm just thinking like, man, I should just watch Redline again. Because that's the version of this
okay.
I like.
As discussed on a previous podcast, that's a nothing to say.
One of them's good. That's something to say.
They're
we've
good.
Talked for like 90 minutes
about
it.
Any movie ever.
Anyway, I think I pretty much said my piece. I just all of it just did not gel with me at all, even when I was trying to meet it on its level. It's a lot. But like, I appreciate the effort that went into it. They clearly spent a lot of time in that editing booth to make this movie like what it is.
They just love Speed Racer, and I like that.
That's fine. Not for me.
Yeah, this but is basically like be. What would happen if you gave me a Hellraiser movie. But
really?
In the other direction.
All right, I've said my piece. Y'all
oh
go
my
ahead.
God. Okay, what I think is so good about this, by the way, is they make the motherfucking Matrix, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they do V for Vendetta,
uh-huh.
Right? And they're like, here's infinite money. Go fucking nuts. And it's Speed Racer. That rocks.
Well, you know what's funny is that, like, they weren't even, like, the times they tried to get this project off the ground before the Wachowskis came in is, like, absolutely fascinating. because it would have been a completely different film if like the original production in like the 90s actually happened. Like who was the, originally they were going to have on here?
Henry Rollins and Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Johnny Depp had signed on to be Speed.
Johnny Depp would be so as Speed Racer?
Yes.
Yeah, he was Speed. Okay. This was in the 90s.
No.
This was 97 or something.
If I could see Johnny Depp would be really fun as like the Cobra guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not even to like be racist or anything. He's just got the right energy for that.
Okay. Here's some amazing bits about the
Which is, I guess, being too French.
Who were attached
Johnny Depp
to
comes
this.
Off as French.
Through the 90s into the early 2000s, we had Johnny Depp as Speed, Henry Rollins offered Racer X, Julian Temple
sense.
As director who left the project, then uh-huh. they got Gus Van Sant.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god!
Then, after that, they hired, briefly, Alfonso Cuarón.
Wild. It's this thing has got kicked down the can so many times. It's amazing it got made at all.
Like, I need you to know, there's an alternate world where Cuarón makes a Hollywood Speed Racer in the late 90s, and we don't
That's fine.
And we don't get Y Tu Mama Tambien as a result.
You know what?
Yeah, that's the same world in which Jodorowsky finally finished Dune.
You know, I think it's cool when really good directors just do one for the money. Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
The Meg 2. Ben Wheatley doing The Meg 2 is funny.
I have mm-hmm. no problem with you do one for them, you do one for you.
Get paid!
My gripe with the current system is that they lock you into doing four for them and then cut you off at the knees and kill your career when the first one that they basically ghostwrite in your name doesn't do well. Also, Hype Williams was apparently going to direct a version of this film at one point. That would have been wild.
I don't know who that is.
Hype Williams is a music video director who did a lot of things for NERD and Pharrell.
You know what? Oh. Did that Busta Rhymes video. Okay, that could work. I can imagine that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did Finna Get Loose? Hell yeah.
Yeah. That would
These
have
are
been...
good music videos.
Oh no, he's a great music video director, but I also know it's a very hard skill to go from a music video director to a big budget director.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got sure. video in the name.
Hey,
like going
when's the last time
three minutes
you watched
to
Catwoman?
Like 2 hours.
I don't know. I never saw Catwoman. I'm not old. I don't care about Batman.
That is the least surprising thing you've said this morning.
What, that I don't care about Batman? No,
yes,
I'm good?
That is the least surprising thing you've said this morning.
That you've heard.
That's true.
You know what? This is the most accurate list I've ever seen. At first, I was like, I don't know about this. IMDb's more like this. Spy Kids. You know what?
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Robert Rodriguez, right?
Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
IMDb knows that this is a children's movie.
Yeah.
It's definitely
is.
It's that subtle genre of a children's movie that's tossing some bones at the adults. It's a thin, hard line to walk.
I think this is coincidentally a children's movie because the source material is a children's movie. This movie is for old people who like Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It just coincidentally happens to be a children's movie because Speed Racer was a kid's cartoon. It's just not anymore.
Yes.
All right. That fight scene in the gorge, so good.
It's pretty good.
The highlight of the movie.
Really?
I don't know if it's the highlight. I agree that it's good, though.
For me, probably. Okay, look. Maybe the highlight of the movie is when John Goodman grabs the ninja and then the camera cuts to his Greco-Roman wrestling championship ring and then the ninja's eyes go wide.
That
Slay
is
me.
The possible.
So funny.
That I can agree with.
Where, like, fucking Racer X like squishes the guy up against the wall with the couch and his legs are like up in the air.
Oh.
Yeah. That fight scene was actually pretty good. Like this is
the
like,
part where all the ninja stars fly out when he gets spun around. Amazing.
Also very good.
And then they're like, you're like, is he throwing ninja stars and then his keys come out? So you're like, nope, just getting spun around real hard.
God, yeah. Yeah. Trixie is so bad in this. Oh my god.
Trixie is a bad character.
She's a bad character.
I don't think it's that Christina Ricci is bad. It's that Trixie is not a good character.
In the flirting scene in the car, she is working so hard to make that scene work. And she's doing a decent job of it. It's just the material's so bad.
Yeah.
I can just be like, but that's the point.
Yeah, that's the thing. She is doing, an anime portrayal of a woman from the 60s.
Yeah. She's just there to be cute and to be the love interest. And that's it.
They just went, we're going to take Speed Racer
with morals, and Speed Racer can hang up the phone.
They just went, we're going to make the anime, but it is also going to be live action.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the piranha's so good.
I just kind of wish the cars had a little bit more, a little bit more weight to them. They're really just kind of spin around a lot.
They're cartoon cars, man.
I know, but I've seen cartoon cars that do better than this.
But they gotta use the springs and go the boing and do the flips.
And make the good sound.
The flips are cool. The flips are cool. Like the scene at the end where it's him in the Grand Prix against whatever the other guy's name is, and they do the dual flips at each other. Like that's pretty rad.
No,
that was cool.
No, the best flip to me is when we're falling, driving down the mountain, and then we turn on the fire spikes and flip over, and then drive up the other side of the gorge for a shortcut. Incredible.
That is real sick.
Hey, so I knew there had been a couple of further uses of this license that didn't really come over to the West prior. So I just decided to go, did they ever figure out Trixie? And I found out about the 90s reboot, New Mach Go Go Go. Apparently, Trixie is just Lois Lane in that one, where she is a reporter who befriends Speed. And then halfway through that show, we stop with the Earth Grand Prix arc, and instead, they accidentally time travel because the Mach 5 hits 555 kilometers an hour.
Hell yeah.
And they end up in the year 2555.
Fuck yeah.
The world is ruled by a blue-skinned alien named Handler, who plans to use a device called the Ezekiel Wheel to rule time.
That's
amazing.
That
sounds good, actually. That's
kind of wild. Apparently this is
time to make a podcast about this.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm going to look up how accessible the Funimation release of this is later today.
Apparently this aired on Nickelodeon at some point too. Don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I can't say I know that one either.
Yeah, I'd say that version of this movie I would be down for. Absolutely. If they did a movie, the Wachowskis did an adaptation of that.
But that's not what Speed Racer is.
Yeah.
Well, it is now what Speed Racer is.
No, it's...
I don't know. I liked watching cars go through loop-de-loops.
Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm. No, it definitely has this is what you would imagine your hot rods are doing when you were playing.
This is what you would imagine a Sonic racing game would be.
Hey, you have to see what Handler
looks
like.
Before Sonic got in a
car
instead.
Okay, let's see what Handler looks like.
From which year?
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is 90s as fuck, baby.
Oh, shit, that's awesome.
I think I am going to use this as the episode art.
That's fucking
This is sick. Like the real proto-Zoids vibes.
Yeah, I was going to say Zoids with the mechanical tiger.
There is just a robot tiger too.
Well, I'm just saying the character design is slightly too old for Zoids, but other than that, this entire image could just be Zoids.
It's
In
not
another
robot
shot,
enough.
He's just Vash the Stampede.
Mm.
Look at that shit.
Sick.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that robot tiger is
a tiny tiger.
What's up with the camera work now? Why does the tiger look so big?
Well, because I think there's two different tigers.
Yeah, there's two different tigers.
Is there? Oh, okay.
Right? You would assume that they're two different tigers.
Well, there's one transforms into a
bigger
two.
Tiger.
Yeah, he's got one that he's just petting like a Bond villain cat, and there's one that is big enough to get on and race beside the Mach 5.
In that second one, he looks like a Daft Punk villain character from...
He does.
Whatchamacallit?
Interstellar?
Interstellar 555. Yeah. Yeah.
Which was also 555.
Yeah, no, and like, it, this shot, like, I can understand, like, again... They were trying to replicate anime, right? Because they had like the person in the foreground in focus and the people in the background in focus, and it felt really weird. And it looks like this shot here with the guy in the foreground and the view in the back.
Speaking of focus tricks, shout outs to the trick they use a bunch where when the lights go out of focus in the background and they turn into hearts and all the speed and tricks he sees, really good stuff. Great effect.
Oh, yeah.
Loved that.
Oh yeah, that's a manga ass thing to do too, right? Like where it's you have like the good. Scene with all the flat like roses in the back or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be willing to bet that if I had a copy of the Blu-ray which had special features, there would be discussions of here are actual panels we used as reference.
Yeah. Like that shit is cool to me. Like they like the fact that they tried to do that, I just think we get it. You know, you get it. I don't need
the
to
Wachowskis did not half-ass this movie, and they went in on a very, very distinct aesthetic that I don't think will ever be done again because of the way this movie was received.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I don't like have a deep thought about this. I just think that this movie is like 10 years too early.
I agree.
I could see that, yeah.
You know, yeah, like, it's the kind of thing that,
it would
like,
be beloved, but this movie would be like a financial success if you released it this day. It's like, world not ready for anime to this degree.
You know, I'm sure, like, I'm surprised that, like, Fathom or a company like that doesn't do screenings of this.
It's probably the rates issues of all the parties involved.
That's that probably fair.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this at a local theater that doesn't care about that.
It's true. If you hide prints from your distributors.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I missed this one in theaters, which I'm very upset about.
It definitely has a, like, the impact on it would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because, like, the garish colors, right? Like, they really...
Like, it's fine. Like, OLED TVs, like, you're killing it on an OLED.
Yeah,
with this
these days you can really get a similar experience with a large enough OLED, but this was definitely... a theater movie at the era. 2008, remember?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about what your best TV was in 2008. I was still working at Fry's at that point, and I was helping load a fucking plasma into the fucking hoodlum's car.
Oof. Rip plasma.
You know that we'll just have CNN burn in later?
Oh, no, did I never tell you the hoodlum story?
Ooh. I've never heard it.
I've heard a lot of hoodlum stories, but they've been about you, not a different hoodlum.
Ha! Yeah, I was working at Fry's Electronics, and this would have been around the era where we had, on Black Friday, because I was in warehouse and inventory management, since we weren't taking any fucking deliveries on Black Friday, they had us all out front loading big ticket items into cars for customers. So, at one point... we have discussions start coming around because somebody has just bought a fucking plasma TV with all cash at one of the registers. And we're like, that's weird. That's a $2,000 purchase. And then these fucking 16-year-olds in a fucking tricked out initial D-ass car come out and ask us to load this thing. It's like, we can't fit that on there. We can't strap this to your roof. If you have a plasma TV sideways, it will fuck it up. So they're like, okay, we tell them, can you get back here before we close? Because we can't hold this for you for too long. Like, okay, yeah, we can do that. They fucking show up with an unmarked box truck and, like, cables and blood in the back. And we're just like, you know what? We are going to not touch the walls of this truck. We are going to put this in here and you do whatever the fuck you want.
Yikes.
Shout outs to the new Initial D.
Yeah, MF Ghost started this weekend.
Is that official? Is that Initial D connected, or is it just the same guy?
It's the same guy. No, it's an entirely different universe.
Okay.
I thought it was like a sequel thing where like the dude takes on like a protege or whatever.
As far as I know, there's no connection because this takes place in a near future where electric cars have wiped out combustion engines, and they basically just let the old gas guzzlers do races under that new banner to, like, keep these people from doing stupid shit.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
I love that it still looks like shit in the exact same way. It's
it looks exactly like the same style looks exactly the same.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they know this is just Initial D again. It's just Initial D, except Rivian's happened.
I read that entire manga, and other than the drawings of cool colors,
what kind of driving technique will he show us? I wonder what it will be.
I might watch that show at some point.
Hot take, I always like the Wagnon Midnight series more.
Sorry, the Eurobeast really good right now.
Also, which did you ask, Garrett?
Can we just watch the third? Can we just watch Tokyo Drift movie? God,
they're so ugly. I love this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could also do a Fast and the Furious sometime.
Just the only good one, which is the third one.
I will definitely disagree with that being the only good one.
Okay. No, they get. It's they the continue best one, to get though. Better.
I don't know.
I will not give it the best one.
Top three.
No.
I'll give you top
this
three.
This is a continual improvement to me as they lean into the bit.
I haven't seen one since 3, so I haven't seen any of the later ones.
I think 10 is definitely a step backwards.
Is 10 the one where they go to space?
Is really good. Is 6 the one I'm thinking of?
10 is always the one where they go to space. That's what happened with Jason.
That's true. I mean, what is Fast and Furious but Speed Racer but different?
It's the 10th movie.
It's literally Jason X, not Jason 10. It's not the 10th Jason movie, is it?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah, that's why they called it X.
I refuse. I believe they called it X because it was futuristic.
No, just it's like X Elon Musk. Ted.
It's not the 10th Twitter, Matt.
Yeah, it is the 10th following Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday, which I knew was
vindicated.
I
mean, yes, it's called
I can't
Jason
believe
X,
I missed out
right.
on. I can't believe I missed out on 8 other versions of Twitter.
Boo.
How have you missed out on 8 other versions of Twitter between Mastodon, Blue Sky, Co-host?
I don't know what these are. I know Mastodon is the one for anarcho losers.
You fucking know Mastodon.
Yeah, because anarcho losers like it.
But you know it. Mastodon is the Linux on the desktop of social media.
It really is.
Oh, shit. Man, also, fucking Rain. We haven't talked about Rain. Rain's in this movie.
We have not. Yeah. It's honestly kind of wild that it has such an international cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they got that guy. I don't know what his name is, and I feel bad for him because I've seen him in a lot of movies as like a bit character all of the time. This man never gotten his chance, but he's a good actor.
Which one are you talking about? Because if you're talking about Rain, I'm going to laugh.
It probably is
Sato Ueda.
Okay, gotcha. I knew there were
like
two.
He's been in like I recognize him as a cab driver from London Has Fallen, or like he was in Gran Turismo. Okay. But he's just background skeptical board member. Like this guy's like a really good actor and just has never gotten a chance to be a main lead.
I still want to see Gran Turismo. It looks so bad.
It's fine,
but it makes me want to consume it.
It's fine.
It's all a lot.
It's not good or bad. It's fine.
But that's honestly the worst thing it could be.
I know. Well, here's the thing. You see a lot of movies now when you got an hour and a 2.5 hours to kill on a Friday.
That is true.
Picking up your child downtown and having to be down at the same place downtown for Friday Night Magic.
That's true. A movie is a good thing to do that with that.
Correct. And Gran Turismo, exactly the right length, starting at exactly the right time.
That's fair. I wish it went
like
in one direction or the other
Arnold
fully.
Movie instead of Resident Evil.
Look,
Hey Arnold. I remember that movie. I saw that in theaters.
Pretend I haven't seen a lot of movies.
The Resident Evil movie or the Hey Arnold movie?
Resident Evil movie is good.
Yeah.
All of them are good.
All of
them
are.
Every single one is good.
Absolutely.
In different ways.
That's
yes.
fair.
I've only seen the first one.
I don't know. I feel like the third one's pretty weak.
Which one is that?
It's Extinction.
That desert one.
What's the?
Yes, the desert.
No,
was
that's
the
a good one.
It was the weakest.
That's good though.
No, I think the desert one's the weakest.
It's the weakest, but I think it has really cool imagery.
I wouldn't tell you to skip it. I would say it's the weakest.
Yeah.
It is a big waste of the re-deads, though.
Yeah. It's a waste of a lot of concepts that just stop happening.
Mm. Yeah, does she not have psychic powers later?
She does have psychic powers later.
They rebooted it. They just started rebooting this, Matt, by the way.
Again?
I haven't seen it.
Hell yeah.
All right. Sure, why not? Oh, wait, wasn't there
a... has seen almost all of these.
I love that all of the Resident Evil movies have their own canon, which has nothing to do with the games, while there is also a separate set of CG in-house Capcom movies.
Oh, right. I heard about those, which I heard are really bad.
They're really bad. I saw the one about Leon in the airport.
Yep.
Maybe the worst movie I've ever seen. And I watched it on my PSP.
That airport one is so many wasted ideas.
Okay, what if we watched all of the Resident Evil movies? They're really good.
I'm kind of down.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Great. Great. We'll do that before we talk a premium after Iron Blooded Orphans is over. But before I leave, John will love this.
I'm going to be honest. Uh-huh. I think that might be something we do half of it before Big O, half of it after, just because Big O's seasons are so short.
That's true.
Because I did realize, the Big O one is going to be really fucked if we do
that. I can't wait to listen to that guy say, "I've got this bitch again." Love that movie. Maybe one of my favorite movies, Resident Evil Apocalypse. Really
Resident
bad.
Evil Apocalypse is great in all the wrong ways.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Also, I love that...
You know what? Speaking of which, House of the Dead, also good. Great movie.
It was
no.
fine.
No. That one Not giving bad. You that one. What Not I giving saw. You that
great
one.
Great movie. Sometimes you just want to watch some trash.
Does not have even... half the fun of the cutscenes of the video game.
Okay, that's but it's true. Different. This is what I'm saying, Sybil.
But they
Resident
cut.
Evil,
they cut
Resident
to the
Evil
video
is
game
Taco
footage.
Del Mar,
they did right? cut to the video game footage.
It's not I've even seen, the I've best Uwe Boll movie.
Okay, which one's the best? I need to know.
I would say the best is either
Sybil definitely is the person to have opinions about this.
Blubberella or Postal? Postal Blubberella. Just because
Postal's
it's,
really good.
Postal just because. It is one of the most unafraid movies you will ever see.
They just fucking, they know what Postal's about and they go for it.
Yes.
Oh shit, I
it's
forgot
the
that
best
they made a
Postal.
Resident Evil TV show.
Oh yeah, that was
that
actually.
That the one on Netflix with the bad CG?
That was the one with Lance Reddick, yeah.
I watched the first episode and then forgot about it.
It rules just because of some of the swerves that happen in the back half. Which will never
but
be followed up on now.
Is it good to watch?
Yeah, because it has Lance Reddick as Wesker.
That's pretty good.
I don't know who Lance Reddick is.
Have you seen The Wire?
No.
No.
Have you seen
Fringe? Destiny?
No.
Where I saw like two episodes of Fringe and then forgot it existed.
He was the boss at the
Look,
FBI.
I was really desperate after I finished rewatching X-Files and then I gave up right away. Because I'm like, this sucks ass. Alright. Let's look up Lance Reddick.
He played a character in Destiny.
That doesn't help.
I know.
Oh,
I know you don't
I
play
love
Destiny.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking great. He's also dead now.
Also, yeah, this is the
he
one where
like,
you get to
what,
post more like dot 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 and then leave and everyone gets it.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy in John Wick.
He was in John Wick.
They made four John Wicks?
Yep. Oh, I haven't seen four yet. I keep forgetting four exists.
Four is good.
Four is good.
Good.
I didn't even know they made mid. Two or three.
Three is the weakest.
Two is good. Three is the weakest. Halle Berry, just that character.
Halle Berry's not the problem. It's that it's a little overstuffed. Four cleans it up.
I don't know. I think two's my least favorite.
I think 2 has Empire Strikes Back thing, where it's like,
no.
There's a lot of concepts here.
That makes me so sad.
Is what? Lawrence Fishburne, which one?
Okay, Lance Reddick is in a 2023 remake of White Man Can't Jump and then died right after. That sucks so bad.
Dude, he's going to be in so many cursed direct-to-video things that are going to be squeezed out solely because of his death.
Upcoming 6 movies.
Yeah.
Hellboy, Web of Weird. Percy Jackson in the Olympics as Zeus. Ballerina.
Okay.
Shirley.
You know what? I like the Hellboy movies are pretty good. I think the Hellboy
I've never seen any of them.
I think they're okay.
That reboot was bad.
I thought it was.
There's a third one. I'm just thinking the first two. The Ron Perlman
one. Godzilla versus King Kong?
Yeah. Also, I'm very firmly in the Ron Perlman-less Hellboy is bad.
Okay. Yeah.
That's because Ron Perlman is really good.
I've only seen the Ron Perlman.
Is he the old guy who's like really jacked up looking who is in Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't he the Fallout guy? Isn't he the Fallout VO guy? Like the intro VO?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was him.
I thought you were talking
about 3, Doug, and I'm like, no!
No! Chris out here, like, Lance Reddick is 3, Doug. Jesus.
Oh, man. That would rule.
Yeah. No, it's like inverse Get Out white guy voice. Not Get Out. Inverse Sorry to Bother You white guy voice.
Yes!
Rob Perl.
You know what? I've never
the best
seen
Obama
more...
voice.
Yeah. I've never seen more than 10 minutes of Pacific Rim.
You should watch it. It's very good. It and then forget really everything that happens after it.
Yes. Uh-huh. Let's not talk about the second.
I mean,
look.
Okay, Pacific Rim
as the world's number one Pacific Rim liker. It's not. You know what it is? Pacific Rim also slightly too early, I think.
The first one is very good. It's like a good Godzilla movie. The second one is a Saturday morning cartoon.
I was going to say Pacific Rim 1 to Pacific Rim Uprising is a thing that could fit our current cursed first season, second season in a whole different direction.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe we do that after Big O.
Maybe we do. Really fucking good.
Like, I'll wait to watch it. I'm in no rush.
If you want to hear something cursed, I went from...
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
A guy does the Ava sync rate to a piece of an Evangelion monster.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Love that.
I mean, that's what drift compatibility is, right? Like,
that's right. And that's how you know monster fuckers are right. We are drift compatible.
Buddy, let me tell you about Darling of the Franks.
Isn't that your drift compatibility?
How drift compatibility
works
in that show.
You're a little off.
I feel like I'm exactly right.
What if you were drift compatible with the opposite sex?
But also, it's a dinosaur.
I have physical proof that that's true.
Yeah, most of you do on this network right now.
Uh-huh.
Look, some of us have proof that we're drift compatible with the opposite sex, and some of us have anime statues.
Yeah. And you know what? And you know what? I wish John was here.
I wish John was here to feel really bad about that.
He was in Oz?
Yeah.
I don't remember Oz. Sorry, I'm still looking at Rance Reddick's IMDb.
I knew you were. Yeah, Oz is a show that
is problematic. This better than it should have been. I like Brother to Brother.
Fuck, I know that name. What is Brother to Brother?
A drama that looks back on the Harlem Renaissance from the perspective of an elderly black writer who meets a gay teenager in
a New York
homeless shelter.
I'm thinking Jungle to Jungle. Okay, never mind.
Oh my god! No, Sybil, no!
Oh no! I just realized what I said! Oh no! Oh no! I was thinking of the Tim Allen movie. Fuck.
I've seen this movie so many times because this was the other movie besides The Phantom Menace and George of the Jungle that was on for elementary school. It's movie day right before vacation.
Oh, see, when they brought out the tapes for us, it was My Girl every time.
No, it was Jungle to Jungle, George of the Jungle, and The Phantom Menace.
I wish The Phantom Menace had been around when I was in school.
Fuck. I caught up with a more civilized age, so I'm very Star Wars brained pilled right now.
I'm never listening to that.
It's really good. It's a good show. I don't care about Clone Wars.
I love all of the people on it.
Yeah.
But also I hate Star Wars.
Yeah, so you won't like
it. I don't not care about Star Wars. I actively dislike Star Wars.
Guess what? We're talking a lot about Star Wars in the Clerks 3 episode.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I guess we are. Yeah. I also am a Star Wars enjoyer.
I liked it. I'm kind
of
over it.
Haven't seen a single bit of it since The Last Jedi.
I mean, that's
good.
Fair. I don't know what that is.
That's pretty
good. Made one of those?
Rian Johnson.
Oh, wait, no. Why did I think when you said Last Jedi, I thought Return of the Jedi, because you're old and I thought that was the last
Wow!
One. You watched?
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Wow!
Because that's usually the bit, right? That's usually the bit.
I saw all three rude. Of the prequels in theaters.
I thought you were talking about the real Last Jedi in a long, long time ago when you were born.
I have actually said on this network that the very first time I got any kind of freaky in a theater was in The Phantom Menace.
A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Uh-huh. So you were checking each other's midichlorian counts is what you were doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. Force compatible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very funny that my understanding of like more modern day Star Wars stuff is now through the very horny lens of Natalie Watson and fucking Austin Walker.
I don't want to hear Austin Walker being horny about Star Wars ever.
Is Allie not
That's
horny?
That's fine. She's a little bit. She's a little bit horny.
Allie's very funny.
She is funny. Oh, God.
Do we have anything more to say about Speed Racer?
No.
I don't think
good
we have anything to say about Speed Racer other than it was really good and it came out too early.
There's that one bit where the guy kind of tries to, like, kill Speed Racer with his truck nuts. He does the flip with the little balls and chains behind him. I thought that was pretty funny.
We didn't talk about that. We did talk about how good evil villain guy is.
We did. We went into that.
We didn't talk enough
Hitler.
About how good evil villain guy is.
He is very
evil
good.
Evil villain guy makes this fucking movie. Like,
oh,
for the beginning,
for sure.
It's really not very good.
Everyone who gets to do a big personality really makes this work.
Oh, dude, like, the whole thing where he basically, like, crushes Speed's hopes and dreams because it's, like,
amazing.
It's all fake. Really good. Like, that scene, it works, and it's also like, bro, yeah, you have the one thing you held sacred is not sacred, my guy. Guess what?
Also, we forgot to, we did not really talk about the beginning when he's a kid taking the test and they do the entire, like, kid cartoon race.
Oh, that part's good. That's my favorite part of the film.
Out
that
of control
really well.
Good.
It was wild having a flashback to Scantrons.
Yeah.
They still use those, you know.
I refuse to believe this.
Yeah, they no.
Do. Remind me.
It sucks really bad.
Does Speed wear red socks for the Grand Prix?
This
Do they
is
follow
more
up on that at all?
This is more than I've thought about Speed Racer's feet all day.
Fair enough. But
we've
like, they've
been thinking
whole,
about feet a lot today.
Yeah. the whole bit about the Red Sox and that being good luck and whatever, like, it seems like it's going to be one of those, like, things that,
who
like,
cares?
Keeps getting referenced. And I wanted it to be at the end. Like, I would have liked it if Racer X, like, right before he, like, turns around and walks away, he catches that he's still wearing red socks. And it's like, that would have, like, you know, there's little bits like that that they could have, like,
but
it tuned
doesn't
it up
work
and made it a little
because
tighter.
Racer X isn't that guy anymore.
He doesn't tell anybody he recognizes it. But people, like, Inspector Director, whatever the fuck his name is, knows. Hey,
his name is Inspector Detector, please.
Which is really
okay,
good.
Inspector
Detector. That's so good to me.
I gotta say, I kind of hate that they actually chicken out on the Racer X thing, because I think halfway through the movie, when he takes off the mask, he's like, I don't know this guy, is the funniest bit.
It's pretty
good. I think it's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I had to explain to my child what facial reconstruction surgery was.
The thing is, I'm so... I guess all white guys look the same to me, because I was like, wait, that guy looks kind of different, but I haven't seen the other guy's face in like 30 minutes, so I don't even know.
They
that's
do
the same
all look
guy.
The same. The only difference is, do you have a beard?
Yeah.
And are you bald with a beard or not? Those are the three white guy configurations. White guy who still has hair with a beard, and white guy without hair and a beard.
Uh-huh.
As the only person who is on this video call without a beard.
Look, God, I'm working. I'm transitioning to white guy without hair. Look at this.
That's true. Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm, do look mm-hmm. like a bootleg Phil Collins right now.
I don't know who Phil Collins is.
Oh, my God.
That's
of course.
The best part.
Wait, that's not true. I do know who he is, but I don't know what he looks like.
Let me just put a modern photo of Phil Collins.
Yeah, do that.
Collins.
You know, I really wish.
Oh, you know what? I conflated him with a Microsoft guy, like a Microsoft exec, but it's the same vibe.
Yeah.
Microsoft like executive right here. Yeah, that's me. Hello. My hair is only this short because it's the same blade I used to trim my beard, and I'm too lazy to switch the guard on the clippers.
Ha!
Done.
Easy. No, you know what? I really wish at the very end when Inspector Detector asks, like, he asks
he wears
Racer
a track
X,
suit?
Yeah.
He asks Racer X, do you regret it at all? And he just goes, nah, I'm hotter now, so. Because it's true. He is hotter.
Oh, yeah. Much
it's an upgrade.
Better. Much better.
I love how they're just like, he races against a video game ghost is so funny to me.
That
is
that was very great. Good. I love that bit. And the fact that Which he like purposely like leaves that. It. Yeah, that's cool. No, I like
at
that.
The end, my child goes, wow. She just says, he did it so his brother would still be there. I'm like, thank you, Audrey. There's really... They gotta do better. They can't be naming places Chiswick.
Look, you're talking about Britain.
Hey, do it's better. True. Also, it's not Britain. It's the United Kingdom. Please, respect their sovereignty.
No.
Why?
I will respect no kings, you fucking royalist.
That's not a king. I guess they do have a king.
Yeah.
Do they have a king? They left. Isn't that the whole point? Are they still ruled by the king now?
Yeah, we talked about it because isn't his name Charles? We had the whole thing of like, who's named Charles? And I'm like, the king of fucking England.
Well, are they still beholden to him now that they left?
If you're in the kingdom, yes.
Did they? Oh, that's true. And maybe they didn't change the name. Maybe they're just the United now.
They didn't call it the United Queendom for 100 years.
The United Football Team.
Delightful.
On that note.
Yeah, anyone else got anything they want to wrap with?
No, I came up with a great podcast title, though. Enjoy it.
That's very tempting.
Which has nothing to do with Speed Racer. Absolutely nothing.
Neither did anything we said. We talked about Speed Racer for 10 minutes and then just did bits for a while. It's a great podcast.
And
I played the flute.
Here's a fun fact for you. The later in an episode you drop a stupid title candidate, the higher the chance I'll use it.
Correct.
Because unless you have something fucking perfect halfway through that I write down, it ain't getting remembered.
I keep a running list, and Ryan and I do basically elimination votes on it. Where was the last good one? Doing Moby Dick shit. Young Pope Saruman. Wow, comma, cool fascists. Wow, comma, uncool robot. Thumbs down emoji. Everyone makes mistakes. The plot cave. Nothing much. What's up to with you? We did go with wow, cool fascists.
I saw. All right. Peace, y'all.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Thanks, patrons. Have a good time.
Bye.
Next time, Clerks 3.
Yes. Well, no.
Sorry you didn't know better.
Clerks 3 is coming out first.
Oh,
tell
is
me
it?
What it's about before I leave.
Oh, I told you a little bit about it. The they're making a film. They make the film.
Oh, yeah. You told me how it's like the Blair Witch 2, but for Clerks.
Yes. That's incredibly accurate.
Have you not seen that? We just talked about this 3 weeks ago, and you had not seen it. I had to
tell
you about
it. Then I saw it.
I told you it was weird. I did. Told you
it was
a weird fucking movie.
It was some new nightmare shit. You're right.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for what it is.
I'll give it, it's good.
I would never tell someone to watch it, but it's good.
You literally told me to watch it.
Well, I told you to watch it because you're a fucking sicko.
And with that, we'll see you around, folks. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Afro Samurai. See ya.
Great cover art. And Joe Biden, I did that pointing at me clipping.
That's actually pretty doable.
Sadly, I didn't clip this episode, so you'll have to fake it.
Oh,
but
don't
it's
worry.
Funny.
How will
it
I
It wouldn't
fake
take very long to find
audio?
It. Uh-huh.
Oh no.
What you'll do is you'll highlight the track and press Control Shift greater than a couple of times.
Yup.